75 degrees and cloudy. It has been rainy in Nashville. It is on and off all over Middle Tennessee so far this morning. And there's about an 80% chance of rain through the day today. In fact, we are under a flood watch and we'll be in that condition until 8 o'clock tonight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Travelers Insurance Company is suing Metro Nashville and the Downtown Partnership and a contractor called Block by Block over last summer's fire in the Downtown Library parking garage. The suit says the city leased a portion of the garage to Block by Block, which was providing services to the city. Court filings say the company improperly stored combustible materials in the garage and allowed employees to smoke nearby. By allowing those activities, the insurance company says Metro and the Downtown Partnership were negligent and in breach of the insurance contract. The suit seeks $10 million in damages. The Downtown Partnership tells the Nashville Banner it is aware of the suit but does not make comment on pending litigation. The Banner reports people whose cars were destroyed in the fire have had insurance problems of their own. Well, Nashville's creating a plan to protect trees, creeks, and grasslands around town for the first time since 2011, and officials are asking for the community to weigh in. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says a survey is limited, but there is space to provide specific feedback.
In the past two decades, Nashville has changed, along with a scientific understanding of its urban ecosystems. For example, extending natural buffers around creeks and rivers can reduce flooding and support diverse wildlife. Protecting street trees reduces heat and noise pollution. Protecting forests helps regulate water and prevents further habitat fragmentation. Safe pedestrian pathways to natural areas are linked to better mental health. Or maybe a pathway can become a natural area, like closing the busiest part of Broadway and turning the asphalt into a park. Reducing light pollution at night can let people see more stars and perhaps feel less isolated. The deadline to give Metro your perspective is Thursday. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville has been selected to join a national initiative focused on improving child care access and early childhood support. The program is a 15-month peer learning initiative designed to connect policymakers with experts who can show them successful early childhood policies from across the country. City leaders are expected to leave the program with specific policy commitments and plans for future improvements. The Tennessean reports one goal is to make child care more affordable. According to the mayor's office, the median cost of infant care in Davidson County exceeds $13,000 annually. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.